Dreamscape presents Gray Expectations by Clea Simon. Copyright 2012 by Clea Simon. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Severn House Publishers, read by Tavia Gilbert. 1. The horses thundered on, as if drawn by traces unseen to their destination. Miles beyond the cresting ridge they had carried her without pause, but her thoughts lay elsewhere, lost in the inky night. Writing. She should be writing, and yet she journeyed on this dark path. Propelled to continue on, not by fear or base desire, but from a strange and wondrous destiny, a dream that so moved her, she travelled. Exhausted, spent in both body and soul far beyond what mortal women should endure, she clung to the carriage bench, its worn leather no longer soft beneath her hands, as the seemingly everlasting night faded into dawn. An hour more, perhaps two, before the horses would be changed. An hour or two before she could stop. Dulcie woke with a start.
Bad, Esme! That hurt!
If anything could bring Dulcie back to the light of day, it was her kitten. Specifically, her kitten's teeth. Dulcie had been dozing, lost in a dream. Oblivious to the book on her lap, she may have let her hand slide off the page to dangle by her side. Maybe she'd even twitched. At any rate, she liked to believe there had been a provocation. Dulcie didn't want to believe the little tuxedo cat would just bite her for no reason. No! She tried to sound firm, shaking her finger in what she intended as a stern gesture. No biting! No! Bad kit! Dulcie stopped herself. The last thing she wanted was for the young animal to develop self.